Morning. This week we're looking at question 80 of the Baptist Catechism. What is forbidden in the eighth commandment? The eighth commandment forbiddeth whatsoever doth or may unjustly hinder our own or our neighbor's wealth or outward estate. And for the scriptures we're going to be looking at 1 Timothy 5:8. We'll also be looking at Proverbs 28:19, and then a few scriptures in Proverbs 21 and Proverbs 23. So starting in 1 Timothy. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Proverbs 28:19. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits will have plenty of poverty. We'll also be looking at Proverbs 21:17. Whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. Proverbs 23:20. Be not among drunkards or among gluttonous eaters of meat. For the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and slumber will clothe them with rags. And then finally, Proverbs 28:19. Oh, we already read that one. Ephesians 4:28. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. And this one, on a personal note, like this really stuck out with me. And it's kind of, it follows the words of Jesus too. When he said, you know, he never said it was written, but he said, you've heard it said, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone that even looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. You know, he'd say, you've heard it said, thou shalt not murder. But I say to you that anyone who harbors hatred against his brother in his heart is already guilty of murder. So we can see where he was really elevating the law. He was showing the true spirit of it. It wasn't just what was written, it was the spirit behind what was written. And it's the same way here where, you know, we're exhorted, let the thief no longer steal. That's a commandment. Thou shalt not steal. If you come to the Lord, I got to give up that way of life. Now I'm going to labor so I can give to those in need. And it's that opposite end of the spectrum. It's not just no longer doing what we shouldn't be doing, but now we're on that opposite end of the spectrum of really adjusting our lives to live like Jesus did. So let's take a moment and pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the law that you gave us to show us how we're supposed to walk and how we're supposed to treat others. How we're to love you. We thank you, Father, that you sent Jesus and that through him we have forgiveness of sin. But we also have his life, his testimony, that he showed us how to walk it, what it's supposed to look like, how we're really supposed to care for others. Father, that we just ask that you would be with us. We ask that your spirit would be working within us to help us, to shape us, so we might look more like Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.